Welcome to episode 447 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Dawn, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. Ibera Star Resorts are located throughout Mexico and the Caribbean, as well as some unique offers in Europe. These are all-inclusive resorts that have something to offer for everyone, from adults only to family-friendly resorts with water parks. Recently, Sandy got to visit 9 of their resorts. Nine.
Yeah.
Of their resorts in Cancun, and is really excited to tell us all about it. So, 9.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind trip, but because we knew it was going to be crazy, Meg is the other agent that was with me, we decided to stay 3 extra nights, so.
To decompress.
Well, it also helped us to experience another resort more fully, you know, because it's one thing to do all those inspections, but it's really a lot different when you actually stay there and really, really experience it, so.
Now, did you stay at one of the Iberostars, or did you stay at a different one?
We stayed, so I stayed at 2 different Iberostars on this trip. So our FAM portion, the familiarization trip portion, where we were with other travel agents and doing all of the inspections, we were staying at Selection Cancun, which is actually, so this is kind of their mid-level of resorts, the Selection ones. And I'd actually toured this resort a long time ago, I mean, almost 10 years ago. And I think it wasn't called Selection, but it was Iberostar. But I recognized it when I walked in. I was like, oh, yeah, this is where it was. but it's really cool. It's in Cancun, the hotel zone. It's shaped like a pyramid. All of the rooms have ocean views, so it's really nice. It's a family-friendly resort. So it's got, you know, the kids club. It's got a big theater. It has several restaurants to choose from. A really nice big pool that actually meanders all through the resort. So it was really
Is it beachfront?
Really cool. It is. Yep. Yep. And then right next door to it is the coral level at Selection Cancun. And this one is unique because it's an adults only, but they allow you to have 3 people in a room. So the way these resorts are together is a really cool combination. If you were having like a family reunion where some people wanted to be adults, just, you know, have that access to the adults only, but you had some families too, or let's say you're having a wedding, you know, and there's just different levels of in your family, and some people don't want to be
now the adults.
Kids all
the time. Do they have run of the full place?
Yes. So if you're staying at Coral level, you have access to all of Selection as well. But that does not go the other way. So if you're staying in Selection, you don't have access to Coral. So just something to think about. But it's really, I mean, they do share some of the same restaurants. Like the, I guess it that really is just Coral level having access. But Coral level is a new build. It's a big building right on the ocean. And it's very pretty. It's got these like whites and aquas and, you know, just a really stunning resort that all faces the ocean too. So, they have some of the rooms on the very end have like these wraparound balconies, which are really cool. And then on the top level, there's, rooms with a 2-level deck. So there's like a spiral staircase on your patio that or on your balcony that goes up to the roof, and there's a plunge pole up there, and there's, you know, some chairs and stuff. So you can really, I mean, get a little closer to the sun, I guess, if mm-hmm. you want to watch out and don't burn, but it's gorgeous. It's really pretty. So it was cool too, cause they gave us access to that resort, while we were there, just because they were trying to show it to us. So we ate at the buffet at Coral level for dinner twice. Well, dinner once and lunch once. And that buffet was a little upgraded compared to the Selection buffet. So it was really nice. They had
explain how.
So like the first night we were there, they had grilled lobster other stuff. So it was really, you know, it was just more upgraded food choices. They didn't have lobster over at Selection. So stuff like that. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, we really liked it. It was nice. I didn't stay up late enough for any of the entertainment because I don't usually do that.
Good thing here.
But I will say we could hear it. That's one thing about the Selection Cancun. It was like you could hear everything in the hallway. You could hear everything outside. The entertainment in the lobby, you could hear it in your, you know, almost in your room. Meg was really close to the lobby, so she said she heard it all. So she was using like a sound machine. In the morning, I could hear the exercise classes going on outside. So, you know, just something to think about if you're a family and you have little kids and they wake up when they hear stuff like that. I always brought a noise machine when my kids were little. So, you know, you probably
would. Yeah, I don't travel like without one.
I know. And everybody does it on their phone now, too. So it's kind of like you have it with you. Yeah, it was nice. There weren't a lot of like, I mean, all the rooms have been updated in the wing we were in, but still not like an abundance of USB ports or anything like that. So that's another thing I would bring is like a strip to plug in multiple things if you need to do that. But yeah.
Well, tell us about some of the resorts that you went and actually toured.
So those two. Okay, so that's two right there. we went to another two resorts, and these are the intro level of Iberostar. It's two resorts that are part of the same complex. So they're mirror images of each other, and they share the amenities in the center of the resort. So they're called Quetzal and Toucan. And older building, but it was a really cool resort. Like this resort, when we pulled up to it, it was like, oh, this feels, now we feel like we're in Mexico. It just had this really cool feel to it. The entry level of Iberostar resorts have open air lobbies and open air buffets. So, that's one thing to be aware of. If you want to be inside air conditioning, then you want to bump up to the Selection level. But this resort just had such an authentic Mexican feel to it. It just was so cool. And I was automatically thinking of people that would love this resort. And one thing that's kind of interesting about it, it was built 25 years ago and the beds are concrete. So it's like concrete slabs were built into the wall, you know? So
interesting.
Yeah. So it's interesting, and it's kind of, you know, kind of funky, but it means you're not moving any of the beds around. You're not playing around with the occupancy levels, like nothing. So they are kind of strict about the occupancy, and they can't always put a crib in a room depending on what the capacity is in the room. So a little bit more limited there, but the resort was gorgeous. It had a cenote in the center, so that's kind of like a sunken jungle. There were some waterfalls. The spa was in the middle. They had like places down in the cenote where you could go and get spa treatments. And there was like this like Mayan ritual sweat lodge kind of thing, which was funny to me because I find Cancun to be kind of hot. So I wasn't gonna, you know, but I know people who would do something like that. And then there were flamingos. There were monkeys on this resort. It was really cool. So just much more laid back. It's, you know, if you are staying at Iberostar, you have privileges at all the other resorts that have that level that you're staying at. So one of the things that our host mentioned was that if you were there for a week, you could take a day and take a taxi over to Playa del Carmen, because it's not that far, and ferry over to Cozumel, and then go and spend the day at the Cozumel resort. Which we did not get to see, but that one is kind of well known for its diving, Donna. So you might like to check that one out.
Oh, I remember when Julie told us about that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I have to check that one out.
I know. And I thought that was really cool too, because I'm like, oh, that's nice. Because then if you just want something new, you can go and check out one of the other resorts. So that was That was resorts 3 and 4. And then we went over to the Paraiso complex. And the Paraiso complex is 5 resorts. So there's 2 of the entry level, Del Mar and Beach. And then there's 2 of the selection level, Lindo and Maya. And then there's the Grand Paraiso. So, so if you stay at the Grand, you have access to everything. If you stay at Selection, you have access to everything except the Grand. And if you stay at Del Mar or Beach, you have access to those 2 resorts. So just something to remember. But I would say, you know, the Del Mar and Beach really reminded me of Quetzal and Toucan because they were like 2 resorts mirror image with amenities in the center, you know, so it was very similar to that open air buffet, open air lobby. But once you went over to the selection level with Lindo and Maya, then you saw more, more amenities, more restaurant choices.
And that's where the water park is.
Yep, that's exactly right. The water park is there. So you have to at least be staying in Lindo or Maya to access the water park. And there's a lazy river, there's a wave pool. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty big water park. Yeah, so then, so that's our 9 resorts that we saw in 2 days. So, and then after our fam was over, Meg and I went over to the Grand Paraiso and stayed there 3 nights. So I, got to really experience that one quite a bit. And
so tell us about that one. What makes that so much better than all the others?
Well, I will say the food was definitely elevated. The buffet was the best buffet that we had had. And, all of the restaurants we ate at were phenomenal, really good. I mean, the first thing we did when we got there was go down to the beach where they said they had like grab-and-go food, but we couldn't find it. But then when we asked, they said it was inside the Mexican restaurant. So it wasn't really grab-and-go, though. You sit down and they bring you stuff, but it's really super quick. And they had these octopus tacos. They were so good. It's like really good. So that was really yummy, and that was just like the grab-and-go thing that's right at the pool. And then that night we went to the Japanese restaurant, and you can – so when you get there, you can go ahead and make your reservations. When you're at that level, you can eat, you know, as many times as you want. There's 24-hour room service. You have unlimited access to the a la carte restaurants. When you're in the lower level, it depends on how many nights you're staying, how many nights you actually get to eat at the a la carte versus the buffet. So that's another thing to just be aware of. Once you're at selection level, you can eat every night at an a la carte restaurant. So it's really just limited on the intro level. But yeah, so we had Japanese the first night. That was really good. You could either sit at the teppanyaki table where they cook it in front of you, or you could sit at a regular table and order off the menu. And it was the same kind of food, but they also had sushi, and they had this really good oyster tempura that was awesome. The next night we ate at the Mexican restaurant, and that one was a bit more adventurous. I had to ask the waiter for his suggestions on that one because there was some, I mean, it was like salad with grasshopper and, you know, things that I've done that before. And I was like, yeah, I don't really feel like I need to eat grasshoppers tonight. You know,
so I think I would pass.
Yeah. I mean, that was a one and done for me. Yeah, but I had like a stuffed poblano pepper and that was really good. The drinks were really good. It was none of that like pre-mixed margarita mix. They were making every margarita right there in front of you whenever you ordered it. So that was really cool about this place. Then the last night we just had dinner at the buffet because we wanted to check out the buffet for dinner, and that was good too. They had like this one station with you could get salmon or tuna or octopus, and they grilled it right in front of you. And so it was still really fresh, even though it's a buffet. You know, they did a really good job. They had in the morning, there was like make your own Bloody Mary bars. They had this yogurt bar with all these fresh berries and honey that was dripping off a honeycomb. All the fruit
sounds
was just
yummy.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. The food was really good at this level.
So what was, which out of all of them, I mean, Which was your favorite?
I'm going to have to say the Grand. We really kind of thought that we would go back over and look at the other ones that are in that complex because we were there for 3 nights and we didn't leave the Grand. They do have a shopping center area though that I think everybody has access to it, but it's basically like just a bunch of little stores, and there's a nightclub over there, and all the food over there was all included for us. I'm not sure if that's every level, but it was really good, and the shops were really cute, and if you needed something, you could go over there and get it. So that was nice. Lots of cool wildlife. We saw those raccoons with their tails that stick straight up in the air. We saw lots of iguanas and, yeah, stuff like that. We didn't actually see the monkeys at the one resort because I was a little bit
I've been down there a couple times. I've never seen monkeys either, so.
I have at a different resort, but this one, we were really hoping and really looking, but when we were at Quetzal and Toucan, but we did see the flamingos and stuff, so it was pretty cool.
Well, wonderful. Very good. Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.